Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Sell out. Sell out. Yo, yo. Princess Jazzy. Princess. Sexy K.
Sexy.
Mr. Sensation. Mr. Yo. Hey. And Mr. Goodly. And Mr. Goodly. It's on. It's on. Yo. Yo. Sell out. Sell out. Sell out. Sell out. Sell out, sell out, sell out, sell out.
And it is sell out. And it's on, it's on.
It is sell out.
And it's on, it's on, it's on.
Sell out, 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 sell out.
And it's on,
sell out.
And it's on, and it's on.
OT. I was like,
oh. Yo, Tanya just called.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in to Tell All Radio. This is your girl, Jasmine, a.k.a. Miss Princess Jazzy, and I'm here with my co-host, Miss Sexy K.
Hey, what's up?
Mr. Temptation is going to be calling in a little later, and so is Mr. Goodness. So right now, we just have the ladies on here talking and kicking it. Before I go into anything else, I just want to shout out the six-man radio team. We have Bad Seed, Nadine Michelle, GMS, Tammy and Black, Cobra, and last but not least, me, Miss Princess Jazzy, along with my co-host, Miss Sexy K, Mr. Goodness, and Mr. Temptation. So tonight, I've played y'all a couple of songs before I started talking because I'm just, you know, feeling like that right now, and I played Right Tonight Is the Night and First Time by IMX, Immature, whatever you want to call them. Tonight we are going to be talking about our first time.
Aww.
When we had sex, how old we were, how did it feel, How was it? Did you like it? Did you hate it? That's what we're going to be talking about tonight.
Yeah.
Keisha, Stacey K. When was your first time?
I don't know.
Oh, whatever. Well, I'm going to go first. My first time, I was 15, and it was with this guy named Ryan. I will never forget. Shout out to you if you're listening. He sucked, pretty much, make a long story short. It was freaking horrible. And, yeah, I didn't want to have sex after that. So, great first impression. But it was a beautiful moment, you know, I had candles lit everywhere, music was playing. So it was a good moment. It just, you know, he just didn't fulfill the expectations.
You are mad.
I was just saying, I'm keeping it real. He just didn't do it. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know. He slipped up. I don't know.
Yeah. Me was the same age. 15. His name was Anthony, and it wasn't bad at all. It wasn't bad at all.
So you liked it. So you got it a second time.
Yeah, I guess.
You got it. Oh, okay. You must have been good. Yeah.
Yep.
But, before I take any callers about, you know, your first times and how it was and how you liked it and whatever, I want to hit on this that's been, you know, it's been irritating me a little bit after I watched the show. Have you watched Love & Hip Hop, Sexy K?
Yeah, it's a lot of drama.
Oh, my goodness. This point, I was excited about Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. I was super excited because I liked Love & Hip Hop, what was it, New York? Or the first one. I don't know what it was called, but I enjoyed that one. Although there was some drama, they still, you know what I mean, squashed it in order to work together.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. So, you know, it was fine. It's okay to have a little bit of drama here and there, but... Well, you got drama every episode, like, first episode all the way down to the third. Like, it's kind of okay. Like, okay, you know what? It's enough is enough. Like, when are y'all going to start doing something? Because I haven't seen them do anything constructive yet. I haven't heard any music besides, you know, K. Michelle. You know, she's grinding. But the rest of them, I don't see anything happening. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And the fact that they put that abortion thing on national television, I was just like, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Like, my mouth was wide open. I was like, and she was just flaunting it around like, oh, yeah, I just got an abortion, you know, whatever. And he was just like, oh, yeah, I could see
this. And it's making me think, like, really? Is this really serious? Are they just doing this just for TV?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And me and my manager, we were talking today about, you know, the show, and it was just saying that now, for some reason, the shows are competing against each other so they can get more ratings for the show.
Exactly.
So
that's what
I'm
thinking.
More and more,
like,
ridiculous.
Yes.
I'm just like, are you serious? Just to get ratings, you won't have an abortion on national television? You might as well. I mean, you was peeing on the stick in another episode, got the cameras all in your face while you peeing on it, and now you done had an abortion. You might as well took us to the clinic with you. I'm just saying. That is supposed to be a personal moment.
Exactly.
Between you and whoever else you wanted to be with, but not the entire world. Come on now. Who wants to see that? I was just shocked. And it makes me feel like black people, you need to step your game up because this is ridiculous. These white people, this is why they look at us in a certain way. because they look on TV and they watch what we doing. And y'all are just making it real easy for them to say, yeah, them black people, they ignorant, they ghetto, they, you know, they just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is really crazy.
Well, don't watch that. They have their moments, too.
Yeah, but they don't flash it all on TV. Like, they just don't flash it for the world to see. White people, yeah, they got their stuff, they got their drama, they got their, you know, little things going on, but they don't expose everybody to their business. And I think that's something that black people need to think about, to not expose everyone in your business.
That show is off the chain and everybody's tuning in.
Everybody is tuning in. Everybody's laughing, hee hee ha ha. And, you know, at first it was funny, all the drama, when I first started watching the show. But as I'm getting into it, I'm just like, what in the world are they really doing? What is going on? They just killed me. I was disgusted. I was, you know, I was not happy with that episode at all, because there's people out here who can't even have children. And you flaunt it on TV like you just had an abortion. Like, come on.
Yeah.
If anything, I'm not down with abortions. So, yeah, I don't condone them at all. If anything, if you don't want the child, have the baby and give it up for adoption. Like I said, there's people that want children who can't have children. So why not give it to somebody who actually wants it?
Also,
shout out to Evelyn and Chad Ochocinco. They got married. I don't know when. I don't know how it was or whatever. But she is insecure about something because, you know, he got traded. I don't know who he traded to. I should have definitely did, you know, more research. But, you know, it wasn't really that important to me. But he got traded, and she said no, she didn't have anything to do with him being traded, but she did pick out the cheerleaders for the team.
Mm-hmm.
She said she doesn't, quote, want her man to be around young, attractive women.
Oh.
I don't know, Evelyn. I mean, I just don't know about you. I mean, you're cool, you're funny, but, you know, why are you insecure? I don't get it. I'm, you know, confused. But, hey, I guess some women are insecure in their relationships, but, you know, your relationship is all over national TV, so I don't know why you're insecure. But, yeah. Enough about that, because like I said, it wasn't really that important to me. So I'm going to tell y'all this funny story I heard today, which had me dying laughing. I heard this story today, and like I said, I have to share it with you guys because it was so funny to me. Because when I heard it, and I thought it was going to be like, you know, crazy serious, but the person who was telling me was just laughing, hee hee ha ha. So I was like, well, what's funny? Okay, so the story is this woman calls her brother-in-law's wife crying and screaming. She goes over to her house to see, you know, what's going on. She sees blood all over the place. So, of course, she calls the police. And when the police arrive, they ask her what happened. So... this is what happened, you guys. The couple were being intimate. And the woman is 6 months pregnant. And like I said, the couple, they were being intimate with each other. And he went down on her. Well, when he went down on her, I guess he bit down so hard that he bit her stuff. And it just started, he like a 2-inch gash from her twig down.
That is not funny.
That
hurt. That had to hurt.
I was thinking maybe she went in labor or something. No, like, how embarrassing is that?
Yeah.
To be going down on your woman and all of a sudden you just bite her and it's just blood everywhere.
He would not be allowed to fuck her anymore.
Exactly. I said he is off limits for real. He got to wait, what, 6 weeks for that to heal up? Then, you know, after she has the baby, you got to wait another. That's just. I just thought that was so hilarious. And then the person who told me, he going to say, maybe it was tough. I said, you're so stupid. Maybe it was just tough, you know. I was like, wow. Seriously?
Crazy.
It was funny. Well, I'm going to take a caller to see if they want to, you know, tell us about their first time. So, here we go.
Don't you pick me.
So, radio, who's this? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Jasmine, you did not pick me, did you?
Yes, I did pick you, mother. This is my mom. Everybody say hi.
Hello. I am not going to tell y'all about my first time because that's none of y'all business. That is too much information for y'all. I'm sorry. I'm not going there. No, I'm not going to tell you about my first time. Go pick somebody up. Right. Bye.
Listen.
What?
So you just heard the story I told.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that story?
He just sick anyway. He shouldn't have been down there.
Wow. Okay, goodbye, mother. Did I say bye to my mom?
Wow.
Lord Jesus.
He is a mess.
So, once again, everybody, we are talking about our first times. And me and Keisha, we've already, you know, told y'all our first time. So, call in, tell us your first times. The number is 646-478-3599. And I'm going to get back into some good music. This is that baby making music. So get everybody in the mood. All right, here we go.
Thank you. me hold you tight. If only for one night, let me keep you near to ease away. If only for one night. I won't tell a soul. No one has to know. If you want to be totally discreet, I'll be out.
All right, you guys, we are back. That was Luther. Mm-mm-mm, that is my song. It's only for one night. Killed that man.
Okay.
Once again, you guys, we are talking about our first time. Me and Sexy K, we've already established, you know, our first time. Hers was good, mine was bad. It is what it is. We're not judging the people. We're just saying, wasn't all that. We're also tonight, we are going to be talking about how to keep the sex alive when you're in a long-term relationship or you're in a marriage. I want to give y'all some tips. Like I said one time before, fellas, your girl ain't acting right. You come home. All you got to do is bend her over, smack her butt a little bit, get her ready, and be like, go in the room and lay in the bed. I'll be there in a minute.
Ooh.
And I'm telling you, it'll work. She'll be like, okay, Daddy. And she'll go in the room, get in the bed, and wait for you. But don't be taking all day, because she might be asleep by the time you get in there.
Okay.
We work hard, too, fellas. We work hard, too. So make sure you get in there in a timely manner. Also, I want to throw this out there, and I want to throw this out there just because I've been experiencing this the last few days. Just because you turn red when you get a mosquito bite does not, I repeat, does not mean that you are light-skinned. It doesn't. Stop it. I am sick of all these dark-skinned people, you know, talking about, oh, yeah, I'm light-skinned. No, boo-boo. You're black. You're a darkie. It's okay. Don't be ashamed. Embrace your darkness. Like they said, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. But don't be lying talking about you light-skinned. And when I see a picture of you, you are definitely not light at all.
Aww.
I mean, just stop it. It's embarrassing, you know. It's just not a good look. It's not a good look at all. What else, Keisha, to keep the marriage alive or keep the relationship going as far as sex? What can you tell people to do?
Just different things, anything that you could think of. I guess Google it and try whatever they got.
Google. I know you did not just say Google.
That's, I mean, you find out everything on the internet, don't you?
Everything on
Google
the internet.
Shoot, anytime I want to find out something, I go right to Google and type in. You can type in anything. Everything will come up. So even if you got to do that, do it. Keep
you
your man. Because if
Google,
you don't do it, some other bitch gonna be Googling it and
exactly.
Doing that.
Exactly. Somebody else gonna be Googling it. Okay. I bet you there's some people out there right now about to go on Google. Right?
Oh, okay.
Google something. So
ladies,
you heard what Sexy K said, Google it. Fellas, you too, Google it.
Okay. Google, what can I do to make my man happy or what? I don't know. Just put in anything, and I'm sure
sex positions
Google
and everything
will help you out.
I'm going to say what I like spontaneous things. Like, do something that throws me off balance.
Exactly.
Surprise
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do me when I'm least expecting it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just do it. Like Nike, just do it. We don't want to, women, we love, you know, the little foreplay, but sometimes we just want y'all to just do it. Don't lick it, rub it, just stick it in and do your business. Let us get ours, you get yours, and let's go to bed.
Okay.
Also, I suggest if your woman is a little, you know, freakier than other women, add
mm-hmm.
some toys. You never know.
Okay. Yes, because
like
I love. It. Yes, because I love my bullet.
Well, I don't have a bullet, but you know,
go get one, Des. Go get one. And you will love yours.
Oh God, I'm afraid because you know masturbation.
Lord,
it's a little issue with me, and I can't, you know, and I don't want to encourage it.
You know what? I don't use it alone. I use it with when he's around to satisfy me.
Silly. You don't use it alone.
Alone. I don't do it alone.
Oh, you don't do it alone.
Alone.
I was about to say, you don't use it long, so
no.
It must really work.
That thing must really be getting you right, honey. Nobody wants to talk about their first time. Oh, they're shy. We're not going to pressure you. I know the first time thing is kind of, you know.
Mr. Goodness, I'm sure this mother would have been right up his alley, Mr. Goodness.
Exactly, but you know what? He trifling, and I'm not his friend right now. I'm not his friend right now because he is supposedly on the show right now.
Okay.
I'm fire their asses.
Yeah.
I'm going to replace them. Like, come on. Y'all supposed to be, you know, ready to go. TG, what does Lil Scrappy say? Train to go. TG. Y'all supposed to be like that. Y'all ain't even TTG.
Oh.
Crazy. I thought men were supposed to be trained to go.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, men? Y'all not ready? Y'all not ready. That's sad. like I said, add some toys. They have lotions. They have powders. They have, what's this? The rub, lick, and the blow. That thing. Woo! You put that on your hand. You rub it in. And then you lick it. It tastes like either strawberry or cinnamon. And you blow on it and it get hot.
Yeah. Woo!
Put that thing on her, I'm telling you, she will love you a long time. I'm telling you, fellas, do what I'm telling you to do. Go to the, what's the store? They have Pink Pony or something here.
You know what?
Go to a sex shop and ask the clerk to point you in the right direction. I'm sure they have plenty of things, some whips. See, I might like the little whips and stuff. It depends, you know, if I get somebody who is equal in freakiness as I am. But you never know. So I guess since y'all don't want to talk about y'all first times, I thought this would be a good, you know, little conversation.
Yeah.
People will want to say, yeah, my first time sucked, but to find it was horrible.
Aww.
After the first 10 minutes, I couldn't even feel nothing. I had turned the lights off and candles and music. Girl, I had turned the lights on. I mean, while he was in, you know, doing it or whatever, turn the lights on, turn the TV on, girl, watching cartoons, reading a book, and turn the music off. It's just done. It's over. Just stop. I was like, you know what? I'm not messing with you at all. So I guess, you know, since y'all don't want to tell us about y'all first time, we're going to get into some more music, some more baby-making music. You know, maybe we'll get y'all in the mood to do something tonight with your girl or with your dude or whatever, whoever you want to do it with. Well, here we go, back to some more music.
I'm not in love. Some kind of thing I'm going through, and it's not infatuation, ain't nothing going on between me and you, but I dream about it every night. When be making love to me, and oh,
That's my song. Definitely love Genuine with his sexy self. Once again, we are talking about our first times. Like I said, me and Sexy K, we already dished out our dirt. My man was good. My man was black. You know. It's not your fault. Maybe it is your fault.
Mine was real gentle. I liked it. Real gentle.
Yeah, you really sound like you like that thing. You got a flashback, you guys. You got a flashback.
Really? Oh, boy. Mm-mm.
But like I said, we're talking about our first times. Of course, nobody wants to dish out their first times because they're scared or whatever. Oh. I don't know. Maybe they might get in trouble. Maybe their mothers are listening. Oh, well, what are you doing at? Did you do it in my house? You know, you never know. You don't know. I don't know.
I don't care if you is grown. I'm a bitch.
I don't know the situation, so I'm not going to judge. I'm just saying, you know, don't be scared. Call in. Tell us about your first times. But, you know, until then, or if you have some secrets that you do in your relationship to keep the sex alive, definitely call in. Let us know what's up. We might use them. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to go back into some more, you know, baby making music. Mm-hmm. Get y'all in the mood for tonight for your news. So, here we go.
When I look at your face, I know what I'm feeling. Can't nobody tell me nothing, 'cause I know what I'm doing. About to grab my coat, put the keys in ignition. Can't tell you how long I've been wishing for this moment to with you. I wanna with you. When we're on the phone, you're giving me direction. Can't even hold the pen straight. Such anticipation, 100 miles an hour. Can I go any faster? Can't tell you how I've been waiting, how I've been waiting for this. With you, I wanna.
guys, that was Twisted. I like that song too. Make me want to dance. But tonight, you guys, we were talking about our first times. But since you guys, you know, you're a little shy, you don't want to expose that much of yourselves, we're not going to pressure you. I know how it is. Like I said, Sexy K's was good. Mine was horrible. And, you know, hopefully somebody else's was better. But, you know, it is what it is. I also want to shout out to the website if you guys want to go back and check out the show again, or if you want to check out any of the Six Men Radio team, their shows are great as well. They talk about different things, play good music, have good artists. So definitely check them out. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/THMANRADIO and just scroll down. You'll see all the shows. You'll be able to listen and, you know, comment if you want to, like, follow, tweet, Facebook it, all your friends, you know, all that good stuff. Before we get out of here, I just want to say I appreciate you guys for listening in every Wednesday from 9 until 10. This is your girl, Jasmine, a.k.a. Miss Princess Jazzy, and I'm here with my girl, Miss Sexy K.
Yep.
Bye. Bye. And we're definitely going to fire the guys because they're never on with us anymore. So we'll definitely see y'all next Wednesday from 9 until 10. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Chill out. Yo, Princess Jazzy, Princess Sexy K,
Sexy,
Mr. Sensation, Mr. Yo, hey, and Mr. Goodly, and Mr. Goodly, it's on, yo, sell out. Tell out, and this song,